It is approximately 8:15 on a Thursday morning, which means it's time for movies with Michael. Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
Pretty good, thanks, Danny. Good morning. Just one movie today, and this one kicks ass.
All right, so it's Movie with Michael.
Movie with Michael, sorry. This one's called Polite Society, and it stars Priya Kansara, who you might have seen in Bridgerton. I'm sure you're a regular watcher of that series. There's many South Asian actors in this film. It also stars Ritu Arya, who was in Red Notice and Last Christmas. Nimra Bukka, whose face might be more familiar to you. She's in the Ms. Marvel television series. You might have seen some of her work.
Yep.
Jeff Mirza from Blinded by the Light. Shobu Kapoor, another one from Bridgerton pops up. Serafina Bey, also from Bridgerton, Ella Brooke-Larry from The Last Kingdom, Shona Babayemi, and Akshay Khanna. They're British South Asian actors, most of these people.
And when you said the movie's called Polite Society, I thought it was going to be one of those Merchant Ivory films, but apparently it's some kick-ass martial arts stuff.
Kick-ass martial arts and Bollywood stuff, written and directed by Nida Manzoor. This is her feature film debut, but she has directed quite a bit of TV, including episodes of We Are Lady Parts, Doctor Who, and Enterprise. Now, Polite Society is the story of Rhea Khan, played by Kansara. She's a high school student with big dreams of becoming a stuntwoman. She even has her own social media channel, and she's encouraged by her older sister, Lena, played by Arya, who's a bit of a stoner, much to the consternation of their parents, Fatima and Raf, played by Kapoor and Mirza. They want Rhea to be a doctor or an accountant or something, and they want Lena, of course, to find a husband. But there is hope on the horizon. Local society Queen Rahila Shah, played by Bircha, is looking for a wife for her good-looking doctor son, Salim, played by Khanna. Now, Rhea doesn't want to lose her sister and smells a rat. Are her suspicions the fantastical delusions of a moody teenager, or is there something more sinister in the motives of the Shah family? Of course, you'll just have to watch the film to find out. But Polite Society is very much a hyper-real take on the experience of, I guess, second and third generation South Asian young women who've grown up in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Whilst there's still an appreciation for culture and family bonds, some of the more anachronistic traditions, like the unofficial wives, mothers clubs where children's futures are negotiated, and ultimately the arranged marriages, they do come in for a kicking in this film, quite literally. Because we see this film from the perspective of the teenage Rhea Khan, of course, the drama is amplified, often to the point of absurdity, and thus writer-director Nida Manzoor gives us what I would describe as part Bollywood, part chop socky fever dream with accompanying high energy soundtrack and a lot of the tropes that you would see in Bollywood films, like evil villains who have everyone fooled but the audience with their sinister looking facial expressions. You've got the slow motion entries for the heroes, and of course you've got your feisty heroine backed up by her plucky sidekicks I should say. Then you've got the classic dance routine in there. It wouldn't be like a Bollywood tribute sort of film without one. And of course, everybody knows how to dance. And plenty of over-the-top fight sequences that kind of defy the laws of physics and look like they came straight from a film from the 70s or 80s. You don't have to have seen too many of either genre, like your Bollywood or your martial arts films, to recognise where some of Nida Manzoor's influences come from. But once you do get past the silliness and stylized violence, there is a pretty strong feminist message in this homage to both Bollywood and martial arts. If you get a kick out of that sort of stuff, it would be rude to miss Polite Society.
And I liked if you get a kick out of it as well. Michael, thank you so much for letting us know about that one. That's great. It does really look like an awesome film. And I am going to play a song right now that I'm reliably informed appears on the soundtrack of this film. It's X-Ray Specs. This one's called Identity. Join us next week for some more movies with Michael.
We will.
Plural or singular? I don't care. I'll take it, mate. You're on 2SER Breakfast.